So we had a discussion at the last meeting. Lorraine brought it up about housing in Aberfeldy. So obviously there's a lot of people wanting to come here now, especially after COVID. A lot of young families, a lot of people want to come and work, and putting a lot of pressure on how, well, for a lot of people can find a house here and therefore all sorts of problems. So we said we would have a discussion this evening on what is it we can do to try and improve housing provision here. Xander, you've taken an interest in these things in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, funnily enough, I was asking senior council officers just yesterday about if we had any community housing initiatives in Perth and Kinross. I'm waiting on a confirmed answer, but they suspected the answer was no, which is different to other rural communities. And obviously the vast majority of Perth and Kinross is rural, although a lot of time the focus is on Perth, and so a lot of house building has been focused on Perth, including affordable house building. We have had some in Aberfeldy, which is more than we've had in some of the other parts of Highland Perthshire, but one of the things that, and the reason for focusing on community house building, community housing initiatives, is if you have a community housing trust, they can effectively, for better, looking for a better word, discriminate and pick local people to have the tenancies for those houses. So they can say, we wish to give these, because they're not bound by the same rules that councils and housing associations are bound by, where by law they have to apply the housing list. And the housing list is dictated around, for example, homeless people obviously get top priority, etc. And there's very little in the way of, you know, people who are homeless are offered, you know, a house wherever, and they're expected to take that, basically. So it is a significant pressure, particularly because the affordable to buy really isn't terribly affordable to buy in a lot of our, you know, rural communities in terms of wage to, you know, house price ratio, and therefore affordable housing to rent is the key factor. There are other options as well, which I have explored previously with the council, but not got very far with, around having special affordable covenants placed on, so you can have, for example, say some self-build plots. And in a rural area like this, it would work quite well, because there's a lot of people who could build their own house theoretically, have, you know, the trades, you know, within their family and friendship groups that, you know, would make it affordable to do that. And you can put an affordable covenant on the plot, which means that if it's sold on, it has to be sold on at an affordable value. So there's a lot of options. I think the problem is that the council hasn't explored any of these options. Certainly about 2 years ago, Perth and Kinross was one of only two rural local authorities that had not accessed a penny from the Rural Housing Fund, which was, you know, unjustifiable in my point of view, and I have been very critical of it. So I think that there are some potential options. I think it's not to be, I wouldn't want to say this is an easy thing to do. And I think it requires a lot of support. So my experience tends to be of housing projects in the Cairngorms, where we have 7 or 8 community housing projects being run by community, or being set up by communities at various stages, and they get quite a lot of support from the National Park. There is money being given to, I think it's called Community Housing Scotland, which is an arm of the Highland Small Communities Housing Trust. And they have advisors who can provide advice and support, and there is some money available for feasibility studies. But this all requires some community capacity. So I suppose the first question really is there community capacity there and an appetite there? If there isn't, it then falls back onto the council to provide. And obviously, Aberfeldy has more recently had some house building as part of the Duntaylor part. Name escapes, I think it was.
Yeah, and
so I think whether there is more, you know, to be done potentially there, it certainly for me, and, you know, as you say, Victor, I've been going on about this for quite a while. There are real issues for having housing that's affordable for, you know, particularly key workers. We've had real issues where staffing key vacancies in the past, but also actually now we're just getting to the point where we cannot staff, you know, normal businesses because, you know, it's just unaffordable. You know, I do think something needs to be done. Well, the appetite is in Aberfeldy for community-led initiatives, what the availability of land, which is the key, one of the key things. What that availability is another question. And if those, you know, if there isn't an appetite for a community thing, it falls back on the council. Whether the council can be pushed into doing some of this stuff, I am very dubious, but John is sitting here and can probably give a more confirmed answer on behalf of the council than I can. You know, what the availability of land is going to dictate, either a community one or indeed council, you know, provision. But that there is the housing land as you come into Aberfeldy. I can't remember the site number now, but opposite the caravan park.
So there's provision for about, I think it's 200 houses in there. No signs of it going anywhere. So that's a private site. You know, is there any legitimate way of bringing a little bit of pressure to bear there?
So I think Stevens may have the option on it. Can't remember if it's Stevens Homes. I think it might be. If it is, then I remember speaking to, I can't remember who it is, but I'm pretty sure, I think it is Stevens, because I think I had a conversation with Stephen Holmes about the potential for building the affordable part, and they had been looking at taking access off of the end of Appin Place for the affordable part and building that first. You know, a lot of time they like to build the affordable part first to get their credits, and then they can do, you know, build out the expensive part over time. The point is there is money there, certainly there has been money there. I haven't seen the programme, I haven't read the programme for government today, so I don't know what's in it yet. So I don't know what the housing situation, you know, I'm afraid I haven't had quite that much time yet today to read the programme for government, so I don't know what it says about housing, but I imagine there will be a good amount of money for rural housing, as there was in the last parliament. The problem is actually people accessing this money, whether it's councils or housing associations or communities.
Xander, if there was a group of people in Aberfeldy showing an interest in a community housing trust or whatever, you know, would that, you know, is that of interest to Stevens or somebody like that? Would that make them perk up and think maybe there's an opportunity here?
I think so, absolutely, because you know, from their point of view, if they provide the land for the housing and that's an agreement, you know, basically these agreements vary dramatically, and it's an agreement between the developer and the council about how they get their credits. But if the community said, if you give us this bit of land as your affordable housing contribution and the council agrees to it, they can get that into their legal agreement with the council. So an example of this would be in Braemar. This exact situation has happened where the community housing trust has been given a bit of land by the landowner who is using that as their 25% affordable housing contribution as part of another site that they're building. And it's actually, you know, on a different site. So there is plenty of precedent for this. And it would just come down to discussion and a negotiation. And I would imagine they would be delighted because it makes their life a lot easier. They don't have to build the houses potentially. So, you know.
So if we could find 7 or 8 people in Aberfeldy who were motivated enough to make some sort of community housing trust work, and it had maybe some sort of community council oversight or yourself in the loop, thinking about, you know, what so the thing we have is we have a piece of land on the outside of Aberfeldy with provision for 200 odd houses that's not been taken up yet. So the obvious thing to do is trying to hasten that along a little bit. And to do that, you need some, I guess you need some sort of pressure. So the obvious thing to do would be find a legitimate sort of source of pressure. I would imagine we would find a number of people in Aberfeldy who are motivated enough to try and make this work.
So I suppose I'm kind of outing myself here, Victor, because this is a bit ahead of where I was expecting to be. But as if many people will know, I'm standing down from the council next year. And my post-council public service project that I am planning on doing is a Highland Perthshire Community Housing Trust to try and deal with some of this because it is a significant issue. So I'm quite happy to be involved in supporting a group in Aberfeldy if that is something that if there is the support there, because I think it is a fundamental. For me, it's the fundamental thing about having a sustainable future for our communities. So there are a number of sites across Highland Perthshire which are, in my opinion, good potential ones. I have a list of them. I've been doing quite a lot of background work on some of this stuff, so quite happy to link in with you if you find a body of people who want to have a conversation around this.
If we needed a community council representative, this might actually be up my street. I assume the timescale would let me get the COVID project done first. So if there are no other candidates to represent us, I kind of joined wanting to represent young families in the future. So I would be happy at least initially to represent the community council.
Thank you, Karen. So go back to Lorraine here. Lorraine, do you think there are people in Aberfeldy who would be prepared to put in a bit of time to make this work?
I think so. And, it's got to be in their best interest to do it. I think there's certainly a housing crisis in Aberfeldy, whether it's affordable housing, whether it's, to buy, whether it's, council building more houses. There's a whole bunch of different areas you can look at. But I think, the council really do need to be really proactive about this. And like, I know last time I got a bit of a bee in my bonnet about it. And I think afterwards, just by coincidence, there seemed to be a bit of discussion on Facebook about it, which wasn't anything to do with me. But whether it's, we were saying people shouldn't be just allowed to continually buy up property in Aberfeldy as second or third homes, or to rent out as holiday cottages and things. How do you, gauge that? How do you maybe try and limit that? Whether it's planners coming along and saying we're building affordable housing, which actually isn't that affordable for people who are living in rural areas who are on lower incomes, and actually these house prices are way out their bracket, but it's gone through planning and been approved as affordable housing, but actually isn't. I know we've discussed in the past about people who live in council houses but actually own their own property and rent that out privately. There's lots of different areas I think that need to be explored and looked at as to how we can make the best use of the properties that are available in Aberfeldy. But I certainly would be really interested in Xander's Community Housing Trust and getting some information on that. But I think it'd definitely be, for people who are desperate to get any housing and to be able to live in the area that they want to stay in, but also to encourage new people to come to the area as well. We've got to do something about the housing. I think we've seen in the last year the amount of families that are moving to Aberfeldy or rural areas has really, really increased. And so I think it's only going to go that way, but we really need to protect the housing that we've got and make it viable for people to live and work here. As Andrew said, people can't, you know, get employees to come because there is no housing. So it is a bit of a crisis situation. I think that we really need to be putting some pressure on the council now to say, how are we going to, you know, help this situation? What can we do about it?
And as Xander, is there a sort of conflict of interest issue here? If, you know, if you've got a group of people who are joining a community housing trust in order to try and find a better opportunity for themselves, is that a situation that can be managed?
I think from my point of view, you know, I would certainly, I don't have a personal conflict of interest because I'm not looking for housing. So if I was going to be, you know, my plan to lead this community housing trust after I stand down, I'd certainly don't have a personal conflict of interest. And how I would envisage that this would be controlled is that you still have an allocations policy. Your allocations policy, however, can be can be biased in favour of local people is the point. So you can say people who have a job in the area, you know, come ahead of people who don't have a job in the area, people who are, you know, and you can still do it based on overcrowding. You can do a lot of, you just get to write your own allocations policy. And that, and you would need an allocations policy to make sure that it is fair, because the last thing you want to do is have a community housing project where you're doing it to try and address, you know, an unjust situation as you see it, and to then create a new unjust situation or accusations of bias. So you would need to have an allocations policy. You know, I would point out we're very far down the line from having an allocations policy, because to be honest, you know, one of the key things is getting the land, getting the project, and it's not a quick fix as well. That's the other thing I would say. You know, this is not a quick fix. The quickest possible fix I can see coming would be if we can get developers to part with some land that can be used for self-build plots, and where there has been those self-build plots previously. So Glasgow City Council put, and you know, Glasgow was looking at a city of like a million people, put six self-build plots out available, and they were massively, massively oversubscribed, to no one's shock, to be honest. You know, I think if we could get a plot, you know, if we had 10 self-build plots, I'm sure they'd be gone tomorrow. You know, that, I think, to be honest, is probably the fastest way you get this. And there is examples of, there's lots of good projects. I mean, I've visited quite a lot of these in my capacity as chair of the Cairngorm National Park. So I've got quite a lot of, you know, I've seen quite a lot of examples of what does and doesn't work. And for me, having looked at the communities across Highland Perthshire, I have certain sites in mind for different types of projects, where I think there are certain former public buildings or soon to be former public buildings that I think could be converted. I think there are sites that, you know, are part of either building sites or where the building is not really suitable and should just be knocked down, where I think there is potential for doing self-build plots. So I think there's a mix model, and I don't think it's all going to be one size fits all. And I think, you know, there is, for me, part of that, you know, saying, you know, we're going to do something, it's not a quick fix. So I would want to be very clear about that up front, when we're not going to have people moving into houses next year. But, you know, given that these are systemic problems that we've been experiencing for decades, and it, you know, is one of the things that's frustrated me in the past 4 years, is one of my first ever emails I sent as a councillor was about a site that was perfectly suitable for housing and the council could have gone and done something about, and 4.5 years later I'm still going on about that site, and I've, you know, made some progress on it, but not from the council but from other things. So, you know, I think that really it is a slow burn, but we have to do something, because if we don't do something, and I think for me this is a tipping point, we're going to have real, real issues and across the whole board, not just in key worker posts, but, you know, in all our filling our vacancies and businesses. You know, I've got staff can't get housing. It's not, you know, it's not exclusive to Aberfeldy, but, you know, the whole five investors are really, really bad for us. So we do need to do something.
I think we'll try and draw a line under this. Xander, would you be able to get us some information on community housing trusts and what they look like? Is that something you could do for us?
Yeah, I think what I might do, it might be a more productive approach, is I might try and get a meeting organised over the next couple of months on it, and then advertise it through community councils, and the people who want to be involved could come along and be involved rather than just do it through every community council meeting and lots of people who aren't interested in it being there and sitting through it, and rather have the people who are very interested in it come along and engage. I think that might be a more productive approach, because I appreciate we've got 8-9 community councils, so if I did this at every one of them, it's a lot of time and repetition, where actually we can probably have a pretty good meeting or two meetings where we could do this, and out of that might come groups, for local areas, or it might be, a more concerted approach. But I'll come back to you. If I can come back to you once I've, but as I say, I wasn't really planning on announcing this quite, so I have been working on it, but I wasn't really planning on announcing it until a bit further down the line, but I'll come back to you, Matt, if that's okay.
That's okay. Thank you, Xander. So community councillors, we should maybe give them some thought about how we can identify interested people in Aberfeldy. We maybe let you lead on that, Lorraine.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
we fine. Did. So irrespective of the bigger picture, if we're going to do something significant here, we need a group of people who can make it work. So it's important to think about how can we flesh out some of those people. We'll keep this on the agenda, and we'll talk about it again of October. And I think the focus for October should be how do we form that little nucleus of people who are capable of doing this. So we're looking for self-interested people, so they should be motivated.
Okay.
I think we should at the next meeting have the focus around how do we find these people. And we'll try and educate ourselves about the possibilities. Okay, I think that's all we can say on that.